Hey, Church Girl. Welcome to Church Girl Gang, a podcast where we get to talk about life, living for Jesus, and everything in between, and how that affects us in the here and now. My name is Kinsey, and I'll be your host, and I can't wait to dive into this conversation with you. Hey, Church Girl. Welcome back to the Church Girl Gang podcast. My name is Kinsey, and I'll be your host today. If this is your first time joining us, let me just say, welcome. This podcast is for you. This is a podcast for girls of all ages who love Jesus and want to spend their lives following after him. And I'm so glad that you are here today joining us for this episode. Just so you know, right now we are going through a little mini series on TLC, on taking care of yourself. Last week's episode was on taking care of your body. If you missed it, I want to encourage you to go back and listen to that. It was really good and a great way to kick off this series. This week we are talking about taking care of your mind, and so I'm super pumped for today's episode. And listen, I don't want anyone to miss out on this episode. We always want to hashtag grow the gang, and so I want to encourage you, whatever platform you're listening on, why don't you just take a quick second and share today's episode. Press the share button, whether you're on Facebook, YouTube, you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever you're at, press the share button right now. We don't want anyone to miss out on today's episode. So today I wanted us to talk about taking care of your mind, but before I did that, I just wanted to tell you guys about my crazy weekend. Oh my word, you guys. I had the honor and privilege of being a part of Girl Time Conference, which, just for reference, is hosted by The Connection Church. That's my church. That's the church that I go to, that I love. And it's located right outside of Austin, Texas. Girl Time Conference was incredible. Hundreds of women came and heard God's word and truth. And we had Pastors Nicole Crank and Pam Phillips and Heather Palacios speaking at the conference. You guys, these ladies are just like the best you could ever meet. I love them to death. I'm going to link their Instagrams in the show notes so you can check them out, because I think you're going to find that you love them just as much as I do. And yes, if you were at the conference, they did say from the stage that Church Girl Gang stickers would be available in the lobby for you to pick up. And y'all, I'm so embarrassed, because when they announced that, I checked and the stickers were still on a truck 4 hours away. I actually just got them in today, so I don't know how 4 hours turn into like 4 days, but I got them in today. I'm gonna try to find a way to get these stickers into your hands, my friends. And then, of course, after all of that, just a weekend full of life change and activity, I was so ready to crash, you guys. It was awesome, but I was super tired. Like, I love getting to do what I do, but sometimes it is a lot, and I was ready for a nap, but no such luck came my way. I came home on Sunday afternoon to find that my curious and always hungry little pug, Peter, had eaten 4 ounces of dark chocolate. Now, listen, I love chocolate, okay? It's great. But in one sitting, that's a little much even for me, okay? Of course, I called the pet poison hotline after that to try to figure out what to do, and I was told to take her to an emergency clinic right away because she was at risk of a heart attack, y'all. And that actually made a lot of sense to me after they said that, because this little dog was like running around like crazy. She was bouncing off the walls. Seriously, she was just acting a mess. And sometimes she can have a lot of energy, but this was a lot. Like, I could not get her to calm down. The craziest thing, though, was that I was investigating and picking up pieces of chocolate, and my dog's little heart was beating like a hummingbird, and this dog, while I'm trying to clean up her mess and get her ready to take her to the clinic, she is trying to eat more chocolate. Of course, I didn't let her do that, but she was begging and sniffing and her eyes were so wide. And I could tell if she could talk, she would just be saying like, please, 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 just one more bite. Now, flash forward, we took her to the ER. She ended up being fine. My wallet, a little less so. Like, we traded her being on life support for my wallet being on life support. But the dog is fine. The craziest thing to me about this whole situation is that even though she could have literally died, like she could have died, she just wanted to eat more. She wanted to eat more. And you'd think that instincts would kick in or something like, hey, this is dangerous, don't eat that. But nope, apparently that's not a thing. And it really got me thinking, bad things can taste so good. Hurtful things, harmful things can taste really good. You want to know what my guilty pleasure food is? It's McDonald's nuggets. Seriously, I know putting it in my mouth that it's garbage. Like, I know that it's so stupid bad for me. But man, it's good tasting garbage. Am I right? Actually, when I was a kid, my parents used to tell me that Ronald McDonald was the devil. They literally said that to me. And I believed them. I believed them. I thought that McDonald's was that bad. I thought it was that bad. And then I had some and I realized it was delicious. It's really hard though to say no, or at least for me, to McDonald's nuggets because I think they taste amazing. And you know, I think that's true for what we feed our minds as well. Things that are bad for us to consume can be so good. I mean, if it were bad for us and it was boring or unentertaining or unstimulating, it really wouldn't be a problem. But when it comes to things like television, music, books, social media, YouTube videos, and yes, even podcasts, we gravitate towards things that are destructive towards our minds. I know personally that it's true for me. We all do it. Listen, for a long, long time, Grey's Anatomy was my show. Before I say anything else about Grey's Anatomy, were you Team McSteamy or Team McDreamy? Let me know, because me, I was Team McSteamy, okay? I love that show, the drama, the romance. Plus, it always made me feel a little smart because they would say doctor things and I would pretend like I knew exactly what they were talking about. Then they had a spinoff show. So I was gobbling up all the Grays I could. Then I found the spinoff show. I don't know if you guys remember the show, but it was called Private Practice. They're not making episodes of this one anymore. I think they have some other spinoffs now. I don't really know. But when I found Private Practice, I was like, yes, give me more of this, please. So I started watching that as well. And it wasn't until my sister came into my room one day and she saw me watching someone on my screen. I was watching Private Practice. She saw me watching someone on my screen who was doing the do. And she said to me, oh my gosh, are you watching porn? I said, no way. This is a TV show. It's fine. It's fine. It's on TV. And then I looked back at the screen and it was like a switch flipped in my head. I was like, what am I watching? If it wasn't porn, it was the next best thing. Lesson learned, just because it's on TV or the movie theater, or just because it's like out in the open and everyone is watching it, it doesn't mean that it's okay. Y'all, this show was saucy, you know? If you saw it, you know. I didn't watch another episode from then on out. Why did I do that? Because I started to think about how this show was making me feel. It was even causing me to think about things that I didn't want to be thinking about. And even just in the moments while I was watching the show, I realized that's not something that I want in my head. And I started to think, what did God think about this? What did God think about what I was watching? So I began to put this show and other things that I watch through the Philippians 4:8 test. Have you guys heard this Bible verse? It says, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." As Christians, this is our filter for all the content that is flooding our brains. If it doesn't fit this mold, then it's time to throw it out. But you might be asking, why? Why does it even matter what we watch or listen to? So I don't always do this type of thing, but I want to read you this section of an article from Scientific American. It's called, "Does TV Rot Your Brain?" It's written by R. Douglas Fields. It says this: "To understand the argument against television, we should rewind to 2013 when a team of researchers at Tohoku University in Japan, led by neuroscientist Hikaru Takuchi, excuse my pronunciation, first published findings from a study in which the brains of 290 children between the ages of 5 and 18 were imaged. The kids' TV viewing habits, ranging from 0 to 4 hours each day, were also taken into account. Takuchi and his colleagues found that the more television these kids watched, the bulkier the brain's hypothalamus, septum, sensorimotor area, and visual cortex became. These areas are implicated in multiple processes, including, okay, get this, emotional responses, arousal, aggression, and vision, respectively. In addition, the brain showed thickening in a frontal lobe region, the frontopolar cortex, that is known to lower language-based reasoning ability. Testing confirmed that verbal IQ scores, which measure vocabulary and language skills, fell in proportion to the hours of TV the children watched. The changes in brain tissue occurred regardless of the child's sex or age or his or her family's income. Some of these brain differences could be benign. An increase in the visual cortex's volume is likely caused by exercising eyesight while watching TV, but thickening in the hypothalamus is characteristic of patients with borderline personality disorder, increased aggressiveness, and mood disorders." Y'all, crazy. It goes on. "Perhaps watching TV shows with their high density of drama, action, and comedy engages circuits of arousal and emotion such that these areas, rather than circuits of intellect, strengthen. This change could lead to psychological and behavioral issues. Previous studies have shown that for each additional hour of television watched in childhood, the odds of developing symptoms of depression increase by 8%, and the odds of being convicted of a crime increase by 27%. And other findings suggest that for every 2 hours watched in one's youth, the odds of developing type 2 diabetes increase by 20%. Okay, so I know that was a lot of talk about how TV and the amount of TV affects kids' brains, but the point that I want to make with this is that yes, the media and even the type of media that you are taking in is going to affect your life and your personhood. It can have real lasting impacts on your brain and your entire life. Y'all, I truly believe that all science is God's science, and I think he has a purpose for everything that he says in his word. So when he tells us in Philippians 4:8 to fix our minds on things that are pure and true, I don't think he just said that because he had some space to fill in the Bible or that he wanted to set up more rules. I think he was intentional with his words because he knew that what you are putting into your brain matters. Here's another thing I want you to think about. What you feed your mind with can either help you or harm you. But there really is no neutral ground. I think we saw that from that article. I want to tell you so much more about this, but first, let me tell you about Ana Luisa. Ana Luisa is one of my favorite jewelry brands, and they're offering listeners of this podcast 20% off your purchase by going to shop.analuisa.com/churchgirl and using the code churchgirl at checkout. But let me tell you why I love Ana Luisa. Okay, first of all, they have incredibly high quality pieces. This isn't like some rinky-dink stuff. This is good stuff. But guess what? For their quality, they are so affordable too. They've got high-class pieces starting at just $39. Second, they're carbon neutral, which means they're caring for the planet. Love that. And third, their pieces are super unique. These pieces are going to make you feel empowered, elegant, and at your finest. Hello, amazing. During the first half of the year, at least for me, there's a lot of different birthdays and holidays that come my way, and I'm always looking for unique gifts to give. This is a great place to find some gifts for your mom, for your friends, for people that love great jewelry, okay? So check out Ana Luisa right now to do that. They've got a special site-wide sale going on. Everything is 20% off. So you can head there now by going to shop.analuisa.com/churchgirl and using the code churchgirl. And I would head there soon because they drop new pieces every Friday. So you're going to want to see those. You're not going to want to miss these fantastic new drops that they have. It's crazy to me how some good jewelry can really spruce up any outfit. Plus, after you order your Ana Luisa jewelry, there will be no question whether you're in the Church Girl Gang or not. People will see you on the street and they're going to be like, oh my gosh, she looks so good. She must be in the Church Girl Gang. So check them out today by heading to my own personal link, shop.analuisa, that's analuisa.com/churchgirl, and let them know I sent you by using the code churchgirl, that's all one word, churchgirl, to get 20% off of your purchase. So what I'm really talking about is just being intentional with what you watch and listen to. It's not just television either. It's also music, books, social media, which is a huge one, podcasts or YouTube videos, all the things that you consume. When you're already full of junk, I feel like there's just no room to let the peace of Christ rule and reign in your hearts, you know? Now, we've spent some time talking about content in general, but I want to just take a quick minute and touch on one specific type of content, and that is your social media. I could go on and on and on about this, and I'd love to do a deep dive in the future, but let me just say, social media, it can be a scary place sometimes, you guys. Here's the thing. It's really, really hard to set some healthy boundaries with your social media. I know I have struggles with that as well. Whether you're following the wrong accounts, or maybe you get a weird curation from the algorithm, or you just end up spending too much time there, it can be really difficult. I want to share with you three quick tips to help you with that, and keep you in the Philippians 4:8 mindset while you're surfing the gram or TikTok or wherever you hang out online. So the first one is this: don't be afraid to unfollow. I know this is kind of an awkward thing to unfollow people, but for real, there are just some people or accounts that you don't need to be following on social media. And you probably already have some of those in your mind as I'm talking. Take a look at your accounts. Put them through the Philippians 4:8 test. Are they leading you closer to truth and purity, like the verse says? Are you following people that cause you to feel jealousy? Don't be afraid to hit the unfollow. There's just no need to spend your time on that. Instead of allowing some algorithm to control your feed, take control of your feed instead. Number two is this: set clear boundaries. Create clear boundaries for your social media. Have a time limit for how long you're going to spend on your socials. Maybe give other people that you trust your passwords so that they can keep you accountable with the things that you're viewing. It is that important, you guys. And lastly, if you really do feel like you're addicted to socials, be honest with yourself about it. Don't play yourself. It's time to break the habit. Why? Because nothing and no one should be controlling your life but Christ. Don't let anything else be in charge of you. Here's the deal. What goes into your mind is going to fill up your heart and spill over into your everyday life. And that doesn't have to be a bad thing. That just means we need to fill up on some good stuff. Nobody is perfect at this, not even me. But the more we can take control of what we're consuming, filter it through Philippians 4:8, and make some better choices, the better off we will be in the long run. Before we part ways today, I would love to hear from you. What is your favorite TV show right now and why? We love to hear your recs. Share it up in the comments below this video or DM at Church Girl Gang on Instagram. When you respond, I'll take some comments and share them on our next episode. So do it. I want to hear from you and feature you right here. We'll be right back here next week for another podcast. But before we end, I just want to read you Philippians 4:8 one more time. It says this: finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Let's do it. Until next time, have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon, Church Girl. Hey, thanks so much for joining us for another episode of Church Girl Gang. If you enjoyed listening to this and want to help us grow the gang, be sure to leave a 5-star review on your listening platform. If you're on YouTube right now, be sure to hit the subscribe button and the notification bell so you don't miss an episode. You can connect with the Church Girl Gang and say hello on Facebook or Instagram. And also feel free to connect with me personally on all social media platforms, including YouTube, by searching at Kenzie Carice or heading to kenziecarice.com for more content just like this. Bye!